This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. President Trump promised during the campaign a whole bunch of times, in fact, that he wasn't going to cut Medicaid as part of getting rid of Obamacare. Senate Republicans confirmed in their bill released today that they are okay with hundreds of billions of dollars of cuts to the program for low-income Americans and people with disabilities. Anticipating those cuts, a lot of states have been slipping down their own programs, Arkansas among them. Arkansas Public Media's Sarah Weitz-Kotecheck has our story.
Willie Freeman works in the meat department at Food Giant in Little Rock. He's 54 and has been insured through the Affordable Care Act for 4 years.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah, I use it all the time.
His job pays $9 an hour, too much for him to be on traditional Medicaid, which covers low-income people, and too little to be in the healthcare exchange. Because Arkansas opted to expand Medicaid to fill the gap, Freeman was able to start going to the doctor.
I had my left leg was kept pain for some reason, like it had a burn in it. And I thought it was like my blood wasn't, going through my body right. And I went to the doctor and they said it wasn't nothing, it was like I pulled a muscle or something.
Now Governor Asa Hutchinson is scaling back the state's Medicaid expansion program. It looks as though Freeman will earn too much to stay on the plan. Hutchinson is lowering the income threshold for the program for working people and creating new work requirements for enrollment. The governor explained the changes at a press conference earlier this year.
You will see more people working and signing up for work and worker training, and you'll see cost savings to the state and cost savings to the federal government.
He needs to make those cuts because Congress is looking at proposals to lower federal Medicaid match rates to states. But he says about 60,000 Arkansans would still be able to get insurance through the federal exchange. That's assuming Congress doesn't significantly cut subsidies for the poor. Eddie Pinnell is retiring executive director of Little Rock's low-income Harmony Health Clinic. He doesn't think Arkansas's plan is going to work out well for many low-income people.
That reminds me of a song. Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you. I don't believe it.
Pinnell says depending on what happens in Congress, federal subsidies might not cover the costs for people like Freeman if they lose Medicaid coverage. He says people who are moved out of Medicaid expansion and into the exchange will have higher deductibles and new penalties if they miss paying a bill.
And we're seeing them now coming back to the clinic that got in there, paid their first month premium, their car broke down, they got to fix their car in order to get to work, and they didn't pay their premium the next month, and they were kicked off of the exchange.
Under the Affordable Care Act, about half the clinic's uninsured clients were able to get coverage. In fact, Arkansas was one of the states that saw the greatest drop in uninsured residents nationwide. Joe Thompson is a health policy expert who informally consults with the state legislature. He says Arkansas's plan is a middle-of-the-road Republican compromise, emphasizing personal responsibility.
I think it's politically easier to say we're helping people below the poverty level, but not those above the poverty level. I think it clearly saves the state's money.
Arkansas's seen more than $3 billion from Medicaid expansion over the last 4 years. The program's continuation is now critical to the state's budget plan. In Little Rock, I'm Sarah Weitz-Kotecheck for Marketplace.